I would like to welcome everyone tonight to call number 4 on our 33-day path. This is our Q&A check-in. Tonight is all about you. We are so honored that more than 8,000 people are joining us from around the globe, and we are here to take as many questions.
It's probably more than that by now, huh, Jan? Isn't it more than that by now?
You know, we just got back in the office, so I haven't checked with JC on that, but there are a whole bunch of us, just a whole bunch of us. And you know why there are a whole bunch of us, Panache? Because those people who are already on the path are sharing the transformations they are experiencing with their friends, their coworkers, and their family members. And it is calling greater and greater numbers to self-empowerment, to the awareness that these emotions that we haven't wanted to feel for an entire lifetime is what's keeping us from our passion, our purpose, and our joy.
Right.
And so to all of you who are sharing the message, we're filled with the deepest gratitude. So anyway, here's how you take part in tonight's call. If you're on Skype or on the telephone, press *2 right now. That's it. Just press *2. That raises your hand on our control panel. And if you're joining us via the Internet, go ahead and type in a question on the screen in which you logged in this evening. And our support staff will be forwarding those on to us. As I said, today is day 24. It is a day of humility. Humility as in empowering yourself with the light that you are. And with that, Panache Desai, I welcome you to this evening's Q&A check-in.
To be meek and meager is the most arrogant thing of all. To be humble is to lovingly stand in the truth of all that you've been created to be. So often in life, we're so quick to own everything that we believe is wrong or bad about us. And the saddest thing of all that I've discovered is that very rarely do we take the time to discover our talents and our gifts and abilities and what it is that makes us happy and what it is that we truly love. So it's time for a re-examination of the word humble, because for me, to be humble is to be honest. And to be honest with yourself means owning every single aspect of who you are, not just those that you have been conditioned to believe in some way, allow you the ability to conform in a world that is upside down and inside out. But instead, to be honest about the absolutely incredible being that you are, and to acknowledge the gifts and talents that you have, that only you have in some ways, so that then you can inspire everyone else to do the same. Because every single time we focus on that which doesn't work or that which isn't supposed to exist, it's like a light goes out. But every time we focus on the sum totality of who we are, the presence of the light remains. And then enough of us light up over time until eventually we scare away the dark. So I wanted to be here with you all. I can't wait. I am tender today, so I may burst into tears. You have been warned. And welcome.
Well, Panache, that is so sweet. What we are going to do is we're going to go to Baltimore, Maryland right away. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a cold still. Baltimore, Maryland, this is caller 5395. Hello, caller. You're on with Panache.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Can you turn down the volume on whatever you're listening to us on? Hello?
Okay, here I am.
Oh, that's much better. Who is this?
This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. You're on with Panache.
Close enough, yeah. Holy smoke. Wow. Well, where do I start? I will say... you know, you're talking about like what both impacted you and what's going on. I'm kind of a couple days behind. It's been hard to keep up, and I'm sort of been winging the 33-day thing as best I can. I mean, I've, you know, kind of a veteran of 30 years of therapy, so it's like I have a lot of crap to deal with. But I've dealt with a lot, and I still seem to have endless amounts. But the biggest thing with me, even though I didn't read humility today, but I did I just been working too much. So my point though is my biggest struggle is the self-sabotage, like no matter, you know, and I'm just rounding the corner of like learning to love myself, and that's kind of why I kind of got into this Panas thing, because he didn't make me vomit when I, you know, there's just so much love I can handle, and it's very, it used to be very painful, and it's gotten less and less and less painful, but I'm still uncomfortable with it, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to take care of myself, and I'm, you know, love myself, and then it's like, okay, whatever that means, because that's endlessly to be deciphered. But I did have a breakthrough where I finally, like this inner sabotager, it's like the Black Knight from Monty Python. I had mentioned that in the blogs earlier, a couple days ago, about the inner sabotage, where it's like the Black Knight. It's like, come on, you know, I keep fighting. You know, you keep saying you don't have to fight. I'm like, I know. If I could turn that switch off, I would have done it 30 years ago. And this part of me just keeps getting up and keeps fighting. And I know I'm supposed to not do that. And I just have this huge disconnect with this part of me that keeps fighting, you know, against me and against everyone else. And it's like it's protecting me, but it's not protecting me. And it's so hung up on it, I don't know how to reach it. I'm supposed to love it. So I finally tried to send it off to source and have it come back, you know, with all its parts and pieces on, you know, to just come back in a better way. And I sent it off. I haven't, you know, then I just got overworked and been really, I haven't checked in with myself for a couple days. And something, actually, one of my jobs fell through today, which is why I was able to get on the phone.
Okay.
And listen, so here I am, but I'm just trying, like, oh, my question is, you know, I think there's things, like, I feel like I have a handicap on this planet, and it's like, no matter how much I want to let go of it, I'm supposed to, like, have this difficulty, because I'm supposed to learn something from it, and I'm trying to get rid of something I'm supposed to learn. So I don't even know the difference between when I'm fighting something that I'm supposed to be learning from versus, you know, just this extra baggage that I don't need, you know?
Okay, Emily.
Does that make any sense?
Okay, take a breath now.
Okay.
Take a breath. Okay, Panashi, ready?
Yeah. I am ready. I think often in life, we make it so much harder than it needs to be. Because deep down we believe that we're unworthy. And so then we have to jump through 50 more hoops than everybody else.
Yeah, I got that in spades.
And eventually we get to the point where we realize that all of these parts of ourselves that we've been taught are wrong or bad, so that we never fully own our power, actually. It's not done accidentally. It's done on purpose. Are actually serving us. And that, in truth, the more we fight against these parts of ourselves, the more we're just keeping them in place. So eventually, you just have to really ask yourself this question. First of all, do I want to live? And secondly, how do I want to live? First question, of course, is the most important question of all. Do I want to live? And then the second question is, how do I want to live? Do I want to live everyone else's version of my life? And do I want to be so trapped into my base animalistic nature that I can never know who I am beyond surviving? Or do I want to have the courage to just embrace who I am, to unsubscribe from all the collective noise, and just stand in the truth of who I am, knowing that ultimately I'm never going to be anyone else? So this game that you're playing with yourself is what you do in life everywhere, and eventually you're going to get tired of the game, and you're just going to start embracing who and what you are, and then your life is going to shift.
So that there's the rub, is not letting myself embrace that or even know who I am, because I won't let myself. So I know it's a big mind fuck, and I'm doing that. And
it's completely that. But you know what? It's completely that. And you're going to keep doing it until you don't. But that's why I'm glad that you're here. And that's why I'm glad that you keep showing up. Because eventually...
Ask me for trying. I don't know. I mean, okay. I guess I have no idea how long I'm going to put myself through this. It's like, But okay, you know, what can I say except this showing up now? And I know it's all in my head, but it's you know, I wish I could have stopped this earlier.
Yeah, but
and,
that's the thing. It's not.
I won't. So if
and
I
it doesn't need. It doesn't need to stop. You just need to be at peace with where you are. That's it. That's it. The 33-day journey isn't about anything outside of you being any different than it is. But it's about people being at peace with themselves where they are in the midst of it all. Because that's something that can last. So I think, A, you're trying too hard. I think it's because you fundamentally feel unworthy in who you are. And so you have to jump through 50 more hoops than anyone else to have the same breakthroughs. And so if I were you, I would focus on that whole chapter of I'm unworthy, I'm unlovable, and I'm not good enough. And even if you make that chapter your sole focus for the rest of your life, that pattern and that cycle will begin to collapse. Of course, my deepest wish is that you continue to show up and you do every chapter, and that you give yourself enough credit to know that after 50-something years of living this way, that something else is possible, and that what you've been trying hasn't been working. And so now it's time to just start accepting and embracing who you are, and to allow that to be the alchemy that propels you on into an accelerated life.
Well, I'm doing that in spite of myself, and maybe that's
good.
The problem.
Good. And just
right.
Embrace
Thank
the
you.
Truth, right? So to be humble is to be honest, right? So in this case, be honest. And the truth is that there's a victim energy playing out, there's unworthiness playing out, there's martyrdom playing out, right? Whatever that truth is, whatever it is that resonates for you, speak it out until it doesn't have any power over you anymore. And then at that point, you're free. So
all right.
That's your
thank
assignment.
Thank you,
thanks
Emily.
For your call.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Wow, what a way to start off today. So very powerful. So very powerful. Right now, we are going to go to Greensboro, North Carolina. This is caller 5232. Hello, caller.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. Who's this?
Ah, this is Gail Marie. And I want to say that today my son sent me an email saying he had supported my daughter in the value of that he's receiving from the book. And his what he said about the value he's receiving the book, he's only on day 5, is that he had never treated himself the way the book is with its innate wisdom around his emotions, and he's doing life differently.
Aww.
So he told my daughter that, and I had been speaking to her about the book, and today we ordered the book for her. She said, I know you're right, that I need this book more than ever right now because I'm in overwhelm. And she's always said, I'm not going to do it the way you did, Mom. And I reminded her that, but you're doing it that way. So that turned that around. And I talked to my sister the other day and was talking to her about how it's not her daughter's fault with her tendency toward bipolarism. And my sister has asked for the book. So I am waiting for my 2 books to come for those people. And I am totally elated. I have a tendency to not allowing the joy to flow through me. And that would be the only thing that I would request tonight in support of everyone who and me who would love to have that joy flow through, even if life is not perfect out there, to allow joy to flow through anyway.
I think in most cases that's what we're the most afraid of, is how great it can be.
Yeah.
And how awesome it can be, and how graceful it can be, and how happy we can be, and how loved we can be, and how abundant we can be, and how healthy we can be. And I think that's one of the greatest blessings of this unfolding is, you know, we start with fear and we end with love, and that happens for a reason. Because gradually we're increasing your ability to be joyful, and to be abundant, and to be healthy, and to recognize that as much as sadness is a part of life, so is bliss. As much as heartbreak is a part of life, so is peace. That ultimately, In order to own the truth of who we are fully, we must be willing to face everything that we have been taught to believe is false and wrong. And your shifting, by the way, is exactly, case in point, what I saw would happen. I saw very clearly that every copy would touch five different pairs of hands. Well, because you picked up the book, it's already now touched at least four other lives. And this is what's going
to
happen.
Well, two more clients as well.
Yeah, so this is exactly what's happening. So, you know, what you're asking for is 7 days away. Stick with the book. Keep going. Allow it to do its work on you. And allow it to support you increasing your capacity to be happy, to be that which you are the most afraid of, which is your brilliance and your magnificence.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so very much, Gail Marie, and thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love to hear that. Don't you? Isn't that amazing?
You know, it's. I'm so grateful for these calls because I think often in life, Jan, you create something, and very rarely do you get to experience firsthand how that something that you've created is impacting people's lives. And I think that's where you and I have both been extraordinarily blessed, is that we get to put forth this love in this world in this way, and we get to hear firsthand and experience firsthand how this expression of love is positively rippling out into the world. And I think that's everything right there.
Mm-hmm.
What she just shared is everything right there. You know, her son's now doing it. Her daughter's now doing it. You know, she's got clients doing it. I mean, it's just everything. That's the power of this.
Absolutely.
And actually for me, you know, the most amazing thing is that this core group of people that had the courage to say yes immediately and to embark on this journey are going to be responsible for this wave of love spreading around the world. And that's the most exciting thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it resides in you, it then becomes available to everybody. And I can't wait to see how after this 33-day adventure, people begin to come into contact with the message and come into contact with the book and come into contact with these individuals who've gone through this and how their lives transform as a result of it.
I agree. Panache, we're going to Covina, Baldwin Park, California right now to caller 5291. Hello.
Hi, this is Gina.
Hello, Gina. You're on with Panache.
Hi, Panache. This is just really wonderful. I have something in my mind that I've been concerned about. I have a miracle intention to raise my consciousness to Christ consciousness or above. And I'm just wondering, is that arrogant? I mean, is that talk about being humble? And I want to do that because I want to love better.
It's not arrogant. Pretending that you're pathetic and powerless is arrogant.
Wow.
Okay, Panache, explain that for people who may not understand what you're saying.
You know, so often people are ensnared in their victimhood and in their, you know, in their hopelessness and in their, you know, this disillusioned false notion that, you know, life in some way is working against them. That to me is the height of arrogance. To deny your brilliance is arrogance. So to want to live in the highest is natural and normal. Of course you do, because you already are. And now it's just a question of realizing that you already are what you're asking for.
Wow,
And then you smile. And so, you know, we have all these names and all these different levels of consciousness. Ultimately, everything in our reality is seeking completion. Some people are seeking completion through sex. Some people are seeking completion through drug addiction. Some people are seeking completion through work. Some people are seeking completion through relationships. Some people are seeking completion through absolutely destroying their lives. Everybody's seeking completion in one way or another. And
right.
So to want for the highest and best for yourself isn't arrogance. In fact, it's the opposite. It's to want for that which you already are.
Wow.
That's how I see it.
That's marvelous, because I was really worried about it. I was thinking, wow, you know, who do you think you are?
Yeah, who do you think you are?
Oh, I think I'm a spirit. I think I'm a part of God.
Thank
I think,
you. So then who are you not to long for that?
Okay.
How dare you not long for that? How dare you not long for that?
Yeah, that's the question.
Oh, absolutely. How wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you so much for sharing.
You know, I just want to share something. You know, when I first started this, when I first started traveling and sharing, I was 24 years old. 24. I was trying to reconcile being a young adult as well as reconciling this gift and this is incredible sense of responsibility I felt for everyone that I met. And I had those moments of who am I? I had those moments of doubting. I had those moments of, why me? But you know what? In the absence of this expression, and in the absence of every expression of every human being that's had the courage to say, you know what? I'm here. There's a reason why I'm here. I have this message. There's a reason why I have this message. I have this light. I have this ability. There's a reason why I have this. That in the absence of every one of those unique individuals that answered the call throughout the ages, none of us would be here. We would all be walking around like sheep, being led from one pasture to another, and those pastures represent what we are told fulfillment or success looks like. So, how dare you not be divine? How dare you not be abundant? How dare you not be healthy? How dare you not stand in the truth of who you are? To deny your brilliance is the height of arrogance and ignorance. To live in the fullness of who you are is truth. And it's a truth that sets us all free. I'm only 35 now. And when I met with, who are you? The only response that I can give is, I am. I am. Who are you to? The only response that you can meet that with is, who am I not to? How could I not? Now that I've seen the truth.
All right. Thank you, Panache. For those of you just joining us, I'd like to welcome you to call 4 on this 33-day path. This is our Q&A tonight. We are taking calls and questions literally from around the planet. If you're just joining us, you are here at the perfect time. This entire call is being recorded. It will be available to you 60 minutes after we finish tonight, so you haven't missed anything. You are showing up at the exact perfect time for you. I would ask all of you right now to press star 2 if you're joining us via the telephone or Skype. Go ahead right now, press star 2, and that gives you the chance to connect directly with Panache. If you're joining us via the internet, go ahead and type in a question on the screen in which you logged in tonight, and our support staff is forwarding those on to us. Panache, we're inundated with messages on the chat room about Maya Angelou, many people having the same feelings that you are. As well, we have quite a few questions from individuals coming in. We've got one from India, a couple more from New Zealand, individuals who just got their book who are starting on the program. And as I explained to everyone when we started this evening, it's an evergreen program. You can start when you like, but they're worried that if they're starting on day 1, day 2, day 3, no one new is going to be in the chat room with them, or you won't be checking back in those early days in the chat room. Can you address that?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, this 33-day program is like a 3,333-million-day program. It's a program that's going to outlive me. It's a program that will be evergreen, and it's a program through which we get to chart, as individuals and as groups, our evolution out of fear into love. And so whether you start on day 1 or you start on day 24 or day whatever, just know that I am going back and reading everyone's comments. I am there. and that ultimately I will continue to be there as long as a human being has the courage to pick up this book and to embrace who they are. And so don't be dismayed that you've just got the book, or, you know, that you've been just following along the program and, you know, you haven't read the book. It really doesn't matter. The fact is, this idea has already infiltrated your brain. The idea and the possibility that you are love is already deep at work within you, and there's nothing that you can do to stop that anymore, because now you know the difference. And so this program and this book are nothing more than love and truth delivery mechanisms. You start to participate in them when you can, and then ultimately it's okay. It's all right.
Thank you. Panache, we're going to take a Skyper from Stockholm. This is Lena. Hello, Lena. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Gosh, it sounds like you're sitting in the same room with me.
Yes.
Actually, it sounds like you're in Minnesota.
Yes, she does.
I'm out on an island in the Swedish archipelago, and I normally is asleep. But I was listening to today what you had to talk about. It was, you know, it was the humbleness. But the other day, it was like, you know, to be in the synchronicity, to be just living the life, let go, not thinking so much about it. And tonight, I just had a feeling like I got, and it, everything worked with my iPad, and I got into the Skype, and you joined the conference, and here I am.
Isn't that perfect?
And I think, I've been reading, I've been doing so many things, but this is the trust. But now I'm having, what's coming up for me is, how do I keep my heart open? That's where I kind of, I don't always say how do I lose it, but I really, I'm fortunate, I'm abundant. I really feel this power within me with no doubt. Where I get my doubt is when I come to, it's like, I don't know. It's just like that. Then I said, I don't know. And now I'm talking to you, my dear friends.
Well, let's resolve it for everybody. Your heart can never be closed.
Yeah.
Your heart can never be closed. Never. So how do you keep your heart open? By not engaging in these constriction mechanisms that we've been told are normal ways of being human. And the constriction mechanisms are, of course, judgment, repression, suppression. What I've discovered is actually that the more we are able to step into a place of neutrality and acceptance, the more our heart naturally remains open. And so how do you keep your heart open? By actually acknowledging that it could never close. Because if you're actually a heart, and that's all you are, and you're the energy of love, and that's all you are, then how can that ever end or be extinct? Or how can that ever be anything other than ever present? So, your heart can never close. It's impossible.
You're right. It's an illusion.
Absolute illusion.
And
unworthiness.
We,
exactly.
Yeah.
Unworthiness is an illusion. Fear is an illusion. All of these things are illusory. And what we are doing is transcending sensory level of awareness so that we can tap into that which is transcendent, that which is ever-present, and that which is always within us. It's like we are consciously disengaging from the lie that we've been told from day one of our being on this planet, being human.
So I think we just let go of that lie. I totally, totally agree with you. And I really like that. And it's never, ever been closed. You're so true.
It can't ever be closed. It's absolutely impossible for your heart to ever be closed. It's an absolute illusion. And that's why, that's the blessing of this book, is that it's going to absolutely, fundamentally disrupt and hack the illusion. Because we're introducing a new virus. It's called love. And when you introduce the virus of love and acceptance into someone's life and someone's bloodstream, they're done. It's over.
And it's true. And when they can't see it or when they can do it, you just do some more, I love you, or you just let it go because you can't do anything.
You just get to a place where you just keep letting everything go because you realize all along that you could never do anything, that it's all okay. And that's where resting in the awareness of the breath and relaxing is so important.
Yeah, you know, I am a yoga girl, and I'm saying all those things, but I feel like I, you know, it's almost like, you know, I fall into this trap, like you say, like, the, you know, you fall like into your own trap before you figure out it was only me who let me go into that trap.
Exactly.
You're so true.
So, thank you. I guess I'm going to have to come to Sweden.
I love you all, and I would like to say that to everybody. And all these people the other day who was talking about these Europe things and all of that, and I just felt that I didn't even get into it. I feel like I think we need a love revolution instead.
There you go.
I'm working on it.
Thank you so much.
You are. You're doing great. Good night. From
good night.
Here.
Good night, sweetheart. Bye. Good night.
Love-olution is on.
Love-olution
Janet, is on. Janet from Oaklawn asks, I was wondering how to reconcile the chapter on gripes, where you talk about stating your truth when there is an issue bothering you and the idea of acceptance. For instance, my sisters both smoke and have asked them not to do it in my house in a nice way. I've also said I'm concerned about their health. They get very angry with me and feel I'm not allowing them to be themselves. So how do you decide what is allowing rather than speaking your truth?
Well, I think, first of all, if you don't like smoking, then you're entitled to not like smoking. Instead of when they're smoking in your house saying, I'm worried about your health, when maybe you're more worried about your furniture, you should probably articulate the truth that you need to speak in that moment, which is smoke outside. So acceptance allows you to feel the underlying charge. And then not letting something turn into a gripe is then having the courage to articulate what it is that you need to say after you've felt the charge. You know, we had this in my house. My dad smokes. My dad's been smoking for God knows how many years. And my mother and I have been this constant stream of stop smoking, stop smoking, stop smoking. And he's still smoking. And so at that point, can I be responsible for his behavior? No. Can I feel everything that I have to feel inside of me around his smoking? Yes. And then there's peace. And actually, then the funny thing is, and he'll have conversation with me all of a sudden, when it stops bothering me, that he wants to stop. So it's kind of this weird paradigm that starts from the inside out. Be with your visceral, physical, emotional reaction to the fact that they smoke. And then if it's your house, you can request that they smoke outside. Mm-hmm. Your house. But first of all, be with the emotional, visceral reaction that you have inside of you to the fact that they smoke. That's how you stop a gripe turning into it. That's how you stop it from becoming a gusher.
A gripe to a gusher. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Panache, thank you. I'm going to a place that I've never heard of right now, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Murfreesboro.
Well, I've never heard of that place either, so let's go.
I know
it.
It's kind of exciting. And yeah. The telephone number is 8223.
And I can't wait to hear what it's really called. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. If you're in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, could you say hello?
Hello.
I'm
now tell us how you really pronounce
it. I am in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
I'm guessing.
Okay, say it one more time.
Say it again.
Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro.
Yep. It's about 40 miles from Nashville.
Okay.
And how many people live in Murfreesboro, Tennessee?
It's amazing here. It's very upbeat. It's very the economy is going very well here, and it's a nice place. I live here with my sister. I've been here for a couple of years. So
wow, cool.
Yeah,
and who is
I can't believe. Okay, I'm not going to say because everybody says it. I can't believe I got on.
Yeah,
you should believe it.
Now,
tell us your name.
My name is Patty.
Hello, Patty.
And my thing that I have. Question was, I mean, I've just been following you for ages, and I'm a very caring, very loving, naturally that way person to everybody, you know. And when I catch myself worrying, I just worry sick about my children all the time, and it's I want to say just let it go, and then when something's like right in your face right at that minute, and it's just, what do, I don't know where the line is where I'm trying to solve anybody's problems as to just loving them. It's so hard for me to just love them and not feel like I have to do something.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Who do your children belong to?
My children belong to me.
That's the problem.
Take a breath.
Your children
take a breath,
belong
Patty.
To you. Your children just came into this world through you. There's a difference.
Oh, okay.
And every single one of them has their own journey, their own path, their own choices, their own decisions, and their own outcomes that they've chosen to experience. None of which, by the way, has anything to do with you.
What if my daughter's asking me to take my grandson to come live with me because she can't handle it? Am I supposed to, I would love him to come, but I just don't have the money and, you know, because I'm living with my sister. I don't know.
Whose responsibility is your grandchild, yours or your daughter's?
Well, he's my daughter's.
Thank you.
But what if she's...
Ultimately,
yeah.
Whose responsibility is everybody that's alive?
Themselves.
Thank you. And ultimately, beyond all of that, who's in charge?
God.
Well, thank you.
Aww. I love when you say just breathe, because I can just breathe.
You know, I get to a point in my life where I'm either crying because everything's so beautiful, or because everything's so painful.
Yes.
Or because everything is so touching, or because everything is so inspiring. Or because
that's me all in one day.
Or because being human is so delicate, yet it's so powerful. Yet you can feel so vulnerable, yet it can be so profound. Yet it can be scary, yet it can be absolutely exhilarating. And as long as I remember what this whole thing is about, I can just breathe. My children don't belong to me. They've come through into this family. They're here to receive whatever they're here to receive from me. But I know who they belong to. I know why they're here. I know whose they really are. They're not mine. So they're in my care for as long as they're in my care. To share with them whatever I have to share with them. And to hug them every single step of the way. And that's all I can do. I can't do anything else.
Oh, thank you so much. That's, the easiest thing for me is what you say, why I resonate so much with you is because it is so easy just for me to love. And I'm good at that.
And that's all that's required, sweetheart. That's all that's required. And again, you deliver such a profound teaching because only as long as we personalize life do we suffer.
Oh, yeah.
When we stop personalizing life, suffering ends.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to work on that then.
Yeah, I love you. Thank God it's only day 24.
Oh, my goodness, I know. Thank you so much, Jan and Panache. I'm just so happy with all the work that you do. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. And as I said in the beginning of the call, Panache, Patty in sharing probably just shifted and reminded 98% of those people on the call tonight. I'm so glad she said that. I'm so glad she shared her question, her dilemma, her challenge. We all need to remember, who do our kids ultimately belong to?
Kids belong to God.
That's right.
Nothing to do with us. As much as we think we have some say in the matter, we really don't. That's why I always say to people, please leave your children alone. You know, they're far more evolved than you ever will be.
Yeah.
And the reason why you believe you're broken is because you listen to yours.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Panache, we're going to go to Ottawa, Ontario. This is caller 9889. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. You're on with Panache.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I am very excited to speak to you tonight. And although I had a question coming, you've answered most of my question, but I'm just so excited about your book. And I've been trying to promote your book within pretty much everyone I know. And I'm just wondering if you could give me some tips on how to get people to read your book. I just think it's so important.
Well, here's what you do.
Okay.
Ask them if they judge themselves in at least one area of their lives.
Okay.
They'll raise their hands. Then throw it at them and run away really quickly.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it.
Every single human being judges themselves in at least one area of life and living.
Okay.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The book addresses that.
Yeah. And I have a special story that I was hoping to have the chance to share with you.
Either that, or you could actually start wearing a really nice outfit and knocking on people's doors with the book and inviting yourself into their houses and asking them to take it and read it.
And read it, yes. Yeah. The emails just aren't being as effective as I would like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I had the chance to hear you speak in person in Denver, Colorado in March 29th. And I actually experienced a spontaneous healing to one of my ongoing medical conditions during your session. And I wanted to tell you what a special place you will always hold in my heart. It's a nerve condition in my face, severe atypical facial pain that went away for the first time in 20 years during the course of your session. And I wanted to share with everyone that this is possible. It is that simple, and your book, now that we're on day 24, has explained to me why I was able to receive that healing, because I let go, and I just wasn't trying anymore to be healed. Mm-hmm. And I felt I deserved it. And so the things you said about humility today, that I deserved it, and I need to tell people, and it's something I should be proud of, I'm very happy I had the chance to do that tonight on this call. So thank you.
Heather,
it's really been life-changing for me.
Heather, this call with you is life-changing for us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it is that simple. It's everything that you've been saying for these first 24 days.
You know, I'm sitting here crying because for the longest time I would say this to people and they looked at me like I was crazy.
And it's only been 2 months I've been telling people this, and I'm like, come on, it's that simple. Read the book. It's now there for you. So thank you so much for putting this to print.
I just want to ask, if you are so compelling, why are you asking us how to get people to read the book?
I'm trying.
Speak from your heart. My gosh.
Yeah.
Speak from your heart. Speak in your own language. Tell it from how you're living it, and people can't help but be moved to experience it for themselves.
I mean, we all deserve this, and I just decided to believe it in that moment, and everything changed. It's truly amazing and so simple.
Oh.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heather.
Okay, good night.
Oh, I love it when we hear that. I love hearing all of it, but
it
really touches my heart.
You know, it touches my heart because, again, like I used to share these things with people, and they used to look at me like I was crazy.
Mm-mm.
And the funny thing is that there's a timing for everything.
That's right.
And I'm now realizing that the timing for this is here to where people can hear it. And so it's so nice to have someone share something so sweet and so profound on a call. Because it just inspires me to be crazy,
mm-hmm.
consciously, and articulate the truth that people may or may not be ready to hear, but that more people are ready to hear than not. So thank you for sharing, and thank you for having the level of enthusiasm that you do, and Thank you for believing that you deserve it, because that, my dear sweet sister, is everything.
That is. That is. And not only, Panache, are people, is the timing right for people to hear it, but the timing is right for people to be willing to receive it. And that's why Heather received what she did, and why we've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people doing this course right now.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. How do you feel about going to Boston?
Natural transition, of course. Ontario, Canada, a really sparsely populated part of the world where nature reigns supreme, to the baseball kingdom of Northern America. Absolutely.
There we go.
Natural transition, Jan.
Yeah. 6588. Boston.
Well, the New Yorkers may argue with that baseball kingdom of the universe analogy, but that's a whole other conversation. Hello,
yeah.
Boston.
Hello. Hello, Boston, 6588. You're in the house.
Guess we're not going to Boston.
Okay, press star 7 if you're in Boston and you think you're on the line. Oh, shoot. I really wanted to go there. I really, really, really wanted to. So in that case, I'm going to drop down. Boston, we missed you. We really wanted to talk with you. Let's go to Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh.
This is caller 05. Oh, hold on, Panache. My whole control panel just jumped. We're having technical difficulties for one moment. Bear with me. Oh, those Red Sox.
I know.
Okay, bear with me one second. I'm sorry, everyone. Okay, Asheville, North Carolina, caller 0536. Hello, Asheville.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy. You're on with Panache.
Sobbing because at the beginning of the show, because I'm getting ready to leave, I hear Panache say that he's moved, and I didn't hear who died. And the minute it was repeated, my entire body went into cold chills, and I have been sobbing through this entire program, and of all nights for you guys to pick this phone number, and I was just like, oh no, you didn't, but you did. So Panache, Jan, thank you. I tell everybody about this book. I work to make the place a brighter place to be, and when it's not brighter, when I go into a place of sadness and despair, Panache, you're the person that I find something to listen to move out of where I'm at, or to shift my perception so that I can see it from a bigger picture, and so that I can remember to be in all that I am. And I'm really fighting to keep tears back right now over the death of this amazing woman who has just simply gone to the other side. But thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for the book that you've written. Thank you for the love that you came to show, because I'm one of those old badass love hippies that believes that if we sprinkle enough of it and enough fairy dust, we are going to shift this place at some point in time before we go.
Thanks for being a badass, love-sprinkling hippie.
It's my pleasure.
That's awesome.
It's my pleasure. I leave for Kentucky for five weeks of Renaissance festivals and selling my jewelry and shifting people and doing a little alchemy, and I just get in my Jeep and I drive along the road and see everybody for the divine that they are. And when I get tripped up, I go back and listen to you and go, damn it. And then I laugh about it and go, okay, there's the trip. Let's just move through it and see where it takes us. So you guys are awesome. And I know that one of these days, this beautiful planet is going to come back to what she is, and we're all going to be able to move in a bigger and better, beautiful place.
Oh,
thank you,
Randy. Thank you, dear. Oh.
Panache in the chat room. Beth from Mendham says, I just finished the chapter where you speak about your relationship with your father and how you rebelled and came together on a Father's Day. His words that he was only playing the role for you that you had asked him to was profound. How do we reconcile a relationship with a parent who we have distanced ourselves from when they are not willing to see their roles? I know I am better off and can be more at peace without contact with my mother. Is this okay to not reconcile in some circumstances?
You know, it's funny, actually. I just got back from Sun Valley, and my dad's been reading my book. And my dad looks at me and says, I've had a very hard time reading your book because I find myself in tears because of what you've written down.
Oh.
And he said, I want you to know, I'm going to cry now. And I looked at him and said, you know, I'm really proud of my dad. I love who he is. And that ultimately, whether this is important for everyone to know, that whether that parent that we've had a hard time with is in our lives or not, that it's not up to them to recognize their role. It's up to us to see them playing the role that we've asked them to play. That, listen, we can hold on and we can gripe and we can moan and we can complain and we can be victimized what they could or couldn't do for us. Or we can just move on and accept them for who they are. And as much as there are painful stories, in and amongst those painful stories, you'll start to see the blessing. You'll start to see something luminous. And so it's not up to your mother to consciously recognize the role that she's been playing for you. Most people will never have the awareness to articulate what my father said to me out loud. But it's up to you to recognize the role that she's been playing for you so that you can move on. And so that you can come to know her as she is now, instead of who you believed she was based on a past experience. So, does our relationship transform? Yeah, my relationship with my father is constantly transforming. Does he still sometimes irritate me? My greatest teacher. But when he does, it's not about him. It's about me wanting him to be different than he is, wanting him to show up differently than he does. It's about my expectations. It's about the fact that maybe I'm embarrassed by certain things that he does. But that has nothing to do with him. That has everything to do with me. That is not a commentary on who he is. That's a commentary on who I am and what I have yet to embrace inside of myself. That's the blessing of relationships. That's the blessing of relationships. They provide us the ability to come into alignment with ourselves through the acceptance of what we're feeling in ourselves as a result of them. So, thank you for asking me that question.
Wow.
Providing me yet another opportunity to cry today.
Wow. That was one of the most profound moments this evening, Panache. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are going to go to, it's Roselle or Roselli, Illinois, caller 3700. Hello, caller.
Hi. Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hi, it's Stacy.
Hi, Stacy, you're on with Panache.
Oh, great. Hi, Panache.
Hi.
I'm so happy to talk to you in the nicest way possible. You've even been in a few of my dreams, so I know you and I are one in the spiritually. Don't worry, Jan.
No, I'm used to hearing this.
Oh, okay. So it just makes me really happy because, I mean, for the most part, my dreams are kind of, you know, all kinds of stuff going on or, you know, family members or whatever. And so to have you in my dream just is really uplifting for me. I know, you know, that that I'm you know, more connected to myself and my spirit. And so, I mean, and it just makes me so happy and smile to share that time with you, whether it's in the astral plane or wherever. It just makes me really happy because, you know, in my last dream, it was just about telling you how you've really changed my life. And I'm just so thankful for you.
Oh, thank you.
And, yeah. And I mean, it's not like that much has really changed on the outside of my life, but in me, there's been changes. So,
well,
I'm not expecting anything anymore. I don't even, like you say, really have a goal or an intention or anything like that. I'm just really letting go and free-falling, but I feel like I'm free-falling up, not free-falling down.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be in your physical dream as well as your ethereal dream. It's You know, it's funny because that happens a lot, and you know, this connection that we share, it kind of blows my mind, because so often it's like we haven't even met each other yet there's this conscious recognition of this love that has existed throughout all time and that we're all a part of. And it's almost like this is how we find each other. And it's almost like this is how we come together, and this is how we'll continue to come together, and how this sheer number of people that are ready to just be who they are is going to increase, because it's love that does that. And so, you know, whether I get to be a part of your physical dream, which is this dream that we're in right now, where you get to hear my voice and have this illusion of physicality, or in the ethereal sense, it really doesn't matter. It's all just indicative of the deeper nature of the connection that we've all shared. Because we all inspire each other. We all move each other. We're all propelling each other along. And today, for some reason, in hearing everyone share, something deeper is opening up in me, as it is in all of us. And so there's no end to it. And just as much as everyone's grateful for me, I can't even begin to express to you all how grateful I am for every single one of you. So, you know, thank you. And,
thank you,
thanks
oh,
for sharing.
Awesome.
And thanks for embarking on this journey. And thanks for letting go. And thanks for having the courage to fall and realize that actually when you let go, you start taking off in ways that you can't describe in words.
Thank you. Panache, we're going to go to Santa Barbara, California. This is caller.
Not Santa Barbara. God, bloody hell.
Santa Barbara,
sure,
California.
Okay, let's go to Santa Barbara.
9938, Santa
Barbara. 9938, Santa Barbara. Howdy-doody.
Hello. Santa
Star
Barbara.
Star 7.
Hello.
Star
nope,
7.
Okay.
So I guess we're not going to Santa Barbara.
We've had a couple of technical difficulties tonight.
No, I think people just haven't unmuted their phones. That's what
it is.
You
think that's it?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. All right. Chamblee, Quebec, caller 0398. Chamblee, Quebec.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Quebec, Samash.
Oui, Samash, et toi, and you?
Thank you. Very good, Samash. What's going on, brother?
Oh, it's just wonderful. I've been crying this whole call. I'm just grateful for everyone that's been calling tonight. Those are so wonderful people, and you're also, and you too, Jan. It's been a pleasure speaking to you earlier.
Thank
and
you.
Just being here today as tonight, it's you know, Panache, you're impacting more people than you know you are impacting with what you're doing, and I'm really grateful for what you do. I love you for that and for who you are. And I've just realized that around me, people are starting like to orbit around me, like just what my energy is starting to shift, and they're coming to me I know they don't know where they're looking for yet, so I'm not speaking up yet because there will be a time for that. But your work is it's actually making it through all of us. And I love every single one of the callers that were there and every single one that's listening. And I love you, and I can't wait to see you on the 13th of July.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Where am I going to be on the 13th of July?
Oh, Panache, I just clicked him off.
Where am I going to be on the 13th of July?
I have no idea.
I hope it's somewhere warm. I can't wait to see you either. Wait, I'm looking at you.
13th of July, you're going to be at Omega, I think.
Yes, I'm going to be at Omega. I can't wait to see you either. Fantastic.
You are going to be at Omega. You are doing a two-day program on...
No, 13th of July, Jan, is the beginning of the week-long immersion.
Well, but I understand that. But prior to that, that weekend is Limitless Abundance. And then for those people who want to do a five-day intensive with you in the flesh, face-to-face, about 8 hours a day, get on the Internet, and you've got to grab this Soul Signature experience at... Omega before it sells out, because it is going to be nothing short of phenomenal.
JC's so cute. She just sent me an email. Omega. But she spelled it Omega.
Omega.
Yeah.
You know,
my Bostonian,
just,
who's not spiritual and never does anything spiritual, sending me an
email. You know what?
Omega.
Honey, I don't think you know this, but your Vancouver Island retreat has sold out. It's a waiting list only. Your Naples immersion this fall has sold out, waiting list only, and I know Omega has some spots left. So, again, if you want to do the five-day Soul Signature immersion, go ahead. You can go to our website, and you can go to the calendar page and click on the Omega information, or go to Omega in Rhinebeck, New York, on the Internet, and search for Panache Desai, and that information will be available as well. So thank you for that ability to talk about that a little bit. So anyway, what an evening it's been. Panache, let me do a couple of announcements, and then you can do a beautiful wrap for us. For those of you who just received the book, for those of you who have been waiting so patiently, I want to say thank you on behalf of all of us here at Team Desai. We do appreciate your patience. You are welcome to join this program whenever you want to. Start when it's right for you. Don't feel like you are ever left behind, because you are not. You are starting at the designed moment that you set in place a long time ago, and it is unfolding as it needs to. If you are still interested in ordering the book, either the audio book or the hardcover book, go onto our website. There is all kinds of information. You can order the book from Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We have lots of e-retailers, so go ahead and check that out. Our next Q&A check-in teleclass is Friday, June 6th. This will be the last one in this series.
No way.
We will be – yes, it's already five. Can
is June 6th the end of the 33-day program?
June 6th is the end of the 33-day program, Panache.
Oh, my God.
I know it. We're on day 24, honey.
Oh.
I know. Just be sad with that for a moment.
9 days isn't enough time for me to write another book, so we can carry on.
Well, but, honey, just be with that for a moment. I know how much you love connecting with everybody. And you're still, you know, connecting with them on the global live chat every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, family is still there. So, anyway, mark your calendars. June 6th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Our team will be sending reminder emails, and all the details are also available on the 33daypath.com website. If you have any questions about any of this, either, you know, this teleclass, the 33-day program, or ordering the book, go ahead and email us at support@panachedesai.com. Access to the replay of today's call will be posted in approximately 60 minutes, and it will remain available through the same link you accessed for this live call. Panache, would you please so kindly wrap this?
How dare you not be brilliant? How dare you not be abundant? How dare you not be empowered and live a life that works? Who made you so special? that your destiny is one of limitation and suffering and lack. It's time to break free of the chains of bondage and to go beyond what you have been told so that you can know yourself as the dynamic potential that dwells within you. The only thing separating you and I is the fact that I have the courage to stand in the truth of who I am and to share what it is that I know as a result of my experience. Just imagine if you too had the courage to be all that you were and could share all that you are in the same way, in the way that you are meant to share your truth and illuminate the world. If we all light up, we can scare away the dark. Or we can just reveal it for the truth that it is, which is an absolute illusion. And in so doing, we can bring the world together in a deeper way than we ever could have imagined. I love you all, and I thank you with all that I am for loving me. Thank you for embarking on this journey. Thank you for continuing to spread the word. Thank you for reaching out to your friends, your families, your co-workers, and your loved ones, and offering them the gift of authenticity.
Mm-hmm. To those of you who are reading the book and having incredible experiences, we ask that you help us out. If you would log on to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble and leave a review of the book, you are helping us spread the word to a global community. We are so grateful for your love, your support, your kindness, and your willingness to be that brilliant light. On behalf of Panache and everyone at Team Desai, this is Jan Desai saying we love you as well, and thank you for your love and support. Good night, everyone.